man has a dark side. It's called stupidity. In the same measure that ritual forced the average man to construct huge churches that were monuments to self-importance, ritual also forced sorcerers to construct edifices of morbidity and obsession. Ritual can trap our attention better than anything I can think of, but it also demands a very high price. That high price is morbidity, and morbidity could have the heaviest liens and mortgages on our awareness. Human awareness is like an immense haunted house. The awareness of everyday life is like being sealed in one room of that immense house for life. We enter the room through a magical opening, birth, and we exit through another such magical opening, death. Sorcerers, however, are capable of finding still another opening and can leave that sealed room while still alive. A superb attainment, but their astounding accomplishment is that when they escape from that sealed room, they choose freedom. They choose to leave that immense haunted house entirely instead of getting lost in other parts of it. Sorcery is the act of embodying some specialized theoretical and practical premises about the nature and role of perception in molding the universe around us. Our world is only one in a cluster of consecutive worlds, arranged like the layers of an onion. Even though we've been energetically conditioned to perceive solely our world, we still have the capacity of entering into those other realms, which are as real, unique, absolute, and engulfing as our own world is. For us to perceive those other realms, not only do we have to covet them, but we need to have sufficient energy to seize them. Their existence is constant and independent of our awareness, but their inaccessibility is entirely a consequence of our energetic conditioning. In other words, simply and solely because of that conditioning, we are compelled to assume that the world of daily life is the one and only possible world. Believing that our energetic conditioning is correctable, sorcerers of ancient times developed a set of practices designed to recondition our energetic capabilities to perceive. They called this set of practices the art of dreaming. It's the gateway to infinity. Through dreaming, we can perceive other worlds, which we can certainly describe, but we can't describe what makes us perceive them. Yet we can feel how dreaming opens up those other realms. Dreaming seems to be a sensation, a process in our bodies, an awareness in our minds.